Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
ITV has launched an external review to establish the facts, they say, about its handling of a relationship between Philip Schofield and his colleague. It's the latest twist in the saga, which has seen the presenter leave the broadcaster. For more on this, I'm joined by Vincent McAvenny, who's a freelance journalist in London. Vincent, you're very welcome to the programme. What is this all about then? It's an external investigation.
That's right. They've instructed a barrister to conduct an external review of the facts because they say in this letter from the chief executive, Carolyn McCall, that there has been much misreporting. So this letter was sent to the culture secretary, the chair of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee in Parliament, and the Ofcom, which is the regulator of television and radio here, chief executive. And it's ahead. It's trying to get ahead of an appearance next week by senior members of ITV's staff, including the chief executive, in front of an MP's panel, which is going to ask them about the conduct at ITV over all of this.
And this letter was just sent today, is that right? And they're trying to lay out what they've done in relation to all of this, which is highly controversial, of course.
Yeah, they're trying to sort of paint their side of what's been going on. It has, of course, been a media frenzy, but they say there's been significant media coverage, that they have been reviewing their own records, and that these rumours, which many people have known about for years, first started circulating, they say, in late 2019, early 2020. They say they investigated them now, that both parties categorically and repeatedly denied the rumours, as did Philip Schofield's then agency, YMU, that they have then continued to investigate these rumours over the following years, that both parties continue to deny them, that they didn't find any evidence behind a lot of hearsay, but they now say that they will be looking into this properly because of the scandal. And this isn't the first time ITV has been in front of this panel. They were also back in 2019 investigated by it in terms of safeguarding after the deaths of two former contestants in the reality show Love Island, and following the death of a guest on Jeremy Kyle, the MPs wanted to look into the culture at ITV and whether or not they had the right procedures in place for safeguarding.
So this is the latest controversy to engulf ITV. So they'll face more questions from MPs about who knew what and when, as you say. And Philip Schofield's co-host, Holly Willoughby, is due back on TV screens next week. Is that right? So that'll bring renewed focus on her, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. She has been taking 2 weeks off. She will go come back on the scheduled date, despite everything that's happened. So she'll be on the sofa on Monday. It's unclear yet who she will be presenting with. Of course, Alison Hammond and Dermot O'Leary have sort of been standing in for her most days. And it'll be interesting to see whether or not she does then try and form a new partnership with Alison Hammond, who is, you know, by far the most popular person on that programme these days. She's been a rising star, someone who's worked hard for the last 20 years since appearing for a couple of weeks on Big Brother, and whether or not that could work, because they have been presenting as a duo in recent months when Philip's been taking time off for his brother's trial. So we'll see whether or not she decides that might be the future of the show if she can stay on.
If there is a future for the show, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of water to cross under the bridge. Vincent McAvenny, freelance journalist in London, thank you very much indeed.